Thanks for tuning in, everyone. For our latest Artemis Live video interview, I'm delighted to welcome David Gibbons from PwC. Now, David is a partner and also the captive insurance leader at PwC Bermuda, and he consistently features in key annual industry rankings of global captive insurance sector professionals, which is quite the accolade. Now, David works with some of the largest captive accounts in the world and delivers captive insurance solutions throughout the captive life cycle for his clients. So I'm looking forward to hearing what David's got to say about this sector. It's one that ebbs and flows, but at the moment has been on quite a strong growth path, I think, over the last few years. So welcome, David. Really good to speak with you today.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
So obviously we're talking about the captive insurance landscape, but also Bermuda's role in it. And to begin, David, perhaps you'd like to describe sort of current captive market conditions and any key trends you're seeing.
Sure, Steve. I mean, if you gave me one word, I would say active. If you gave me two words, I'd say very active. I think that activity is in really two fronts. One is you're seeing new formations. And you're seeing the speed from interest to formation move from potentially 1 to 3 years to a few months once a feasibility study is done. I think the other area of activity we're seeing is existing captives relooking at the business they write, not only the lines, but the layers. And as they negotiate pricing with reinsurers, looking to see what portions of the business they may take that they had traditionally not taken.
Okay, that's really interesting that things are perhaps quicker to get to market as well, which is always good for the clients. Now, Bermuda's obviously the world's leading captive domicile. If you look at GWP, gross written premiums, roughly 40 billion or so. What do you think sets Bermuda apart as a captive domicile? And what do you think the future of Bermuda's captive landscape looks like?
I think the future is very good. I would say that what sets Bermuda part is effectively three things. The first one's a strong regulatory environment. The BMA, the Bermuda Monetary Authority, is very well regarded with Solvency II equivalents, as well as links to the NAIC. They're seen as a world-class regulator that, with that title, is also very accessible and willing to discuss with clients through a formation process and even changes in the business. I'd say point number two is the third largest reinsurance market in the world. It's convenient. If you're going out to write your program, it's important to have your captive and your reinsurance market in the same place so that you can look and manage your captive while interacting with your reinsurers as you manage risk. And three, which is tied in probably to one and two, is the localization of expertise, basically the talent. People that understand the captive market, which is still niche globally, despite the fact that it's growing. It's well known in certain aspects of the insurance industry, but not all. And the ability for that talent to be deployed quickly and understand kind of being at the cutting edge of most of where the captive industry has been and where it's going.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually, because it's a very similar experience to the insurance-linked securities market, which obviously we cover on Artemis. And it seems that the captive market has benefited from the depth of expertise in Bermuda, the fact that it's adjacent to the reinsurance capital as well. And that's a very similar thing that we've seen in ILS generally in the uptake in Bermuda itself as a domicile. So good to hear. When it comes to captives, obviously the risk is quite broad in this area. Now, what lines of business are you seeing captives writing? Is it more the transitional lines, or are you beginning to see new lines coming through, perhaps things like cyber or maybe ESG-related risk concerns?
So I think when you think of kind of a captive, captives, and you talked about the life cycle earlier, captives do go through a life cycle as they kind of age. And as a result of the new formations, you're effectively seeing many different stages of this life cycle, depending on where each of the captives is. Early on in the life cycle, most captives are writing deductible layers, usually around workers' comp. They're writing low frequency, low severity auto, some degree of property and business interruption. As their information grows, because obviously data is very important for you to analyze your risk, and as your risk mitigation improves, once you have that data, CAPTAs then move into more high frequency, lower severity. So not just the deductible buyback programs or workers' comp, but more layers there. And then as your capital grows and your information grows, then they look at layers that may have increased severity, but they have the capital to weather that severity, especially if it's low frequency severity business. So traditional captives are somewhere in that life cycle. We still see, as I said, workers' comp, property, GL, product liability, medical malpractice and professional liability, all the standard lines of business. Obviously, another reason to form a captive is just pure access to the reinsurance market, where you're looking at cover that's not either available or priced appropriately in the direct insurance market. And we're seeing some of the existing captives and new ones looking at these new lines that everyone talks about, cyber, ESG, and using them as a front to access that reinsurance market, typically due to the lack of data and potential severity of those claims. There is very little retention in the captive on that, and it's mainly just a pass-through to get to that reinsurance market.
That's, again, very interesting, because another corollary with the ILS market there, using a captive vehicle as a pass-through to access different forms of risk capital. I suspect that might be something that becomes an increasing trend. Do you think that's an area you might see growth in the captive market in Bermuda, people using them to access more direct sources of capital?
I think so. I mean, a lot of people are still see captives mainly as self-insurance without looking to bring a third party in to back that risk. Obviously, when you're looking at self-insurance, you're looking at lines that are profitable, right? You're looking at lines that you think you're better than the market average. So why should you pay your premium to someone else where they earn the investment income on it? So there is the ability, and there surely is the market there, when you look at captives that are at the end of their life cycle, where people are looking to purchase those blocks to run them off further and extract some of that profitability that still exists. So I'd say there's a market there. Most people are still seeing captives as their own kind of self-insurance and risk mitigation tool rather than a capital play. But there is a market there, particularly as people are looking to shut down captives or particular lines within captives.
Great. That's really interesting. Thank you, David. So finally, do you have any thoughts on innovation in the captive insurance space and what we might see coming through in the future?
So I think the most interesting thing about captives and the most important thing is access to data. You need to ensure that when you're setting up a captive with a certain amount of capital, that capital is sufficient to hit your potential risks. The amount of and availability of accurate data allows you to predict what those risks are and to analyze the capital required. As access, availability, and reliability of data increases due to better technology, the ability to more accurately write and map not just lines of business, but particular layers versus what you then send out to the third-party market will help captives have even increased benefit as we kind of look at the availability and accuracy of data getting better and better exponentially over the next year or 2 years.
Thank you, David. That's really interesting. It's fascinating to hear how sophisticated the use of captives is becoming as well, even while they remain a self-insurance source. So really appreciate you sharing your insights into the captive market and Bermuda's role in facilitating captive arrangements with us, David. So great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.